Welcome to Vintage Voices, a program of the Theater Company of Sun City's Radio Players. This program comes to you on Wednesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. on WHRULP 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. Today's play is Mr. Trimble's Turnabout Christmas, part of the 1940s Mysterious Travelers series, in which listeners imagine themselves on a train with another passenger who tells a very strange story. This is our 10th in a series of 12 newly recorded classic plays in the mystery genre that will air through February 2018. Today's play features Karen Stipes as the mysterious traveler and the jeweler, Donna Strang as Louise Trimble and the waitress, Randy Church as Timothy Trimble, Bob Hernandez as Benny, Ed Gordon as Joe and the photographer, Tina Gannon Hinman as the furrier and perfumer, Dick Bruette as the butcher and Mark Question, and Ed Dennis as the traffic officer. The play is directed by Jan Dennis and recorded and prepared for broadcast by Jim Eggers and Anthony Rios.
This is the Mysterious Traveler inviting you to join me in a little Christmas fun. This is the holiday season when hearts are light and stories should be gay to match the mood of the occasion. So tonight we'll have no screams, no groans, no moans, no pistol shots. Nothing bad is going to happen to anyone. Well, practically nothing. So settle back and listen now to the story of Mr. Trimble's Turnabout Christmas. It is Christmas morning in Brooklyn Heights, New York. Our hero, Mr. Timothy Trimble, is still in bed, though the clock is striking 10. Mr. Trimble, after a hectic Christmas Eve spent singing carols, does not feel like getting up in spite of the urging of his good wife, Louise.
Timothy, it's 10 o'clock. You've got to get up.
What'd you say, Louise?
It's 10 o'clock. You've got to get up. This is Christmas, and we have a thousand things to do.
No, I'm not going to get up. I'm just going to stay right here until tomorrow.
Timothy, this is Christmas. You might seem cheerful this morning, just for a change.
I don't feel cheerful. I hate Christmas.
Timothy, what a way to talk.
I mean it. Nowadays, Christmas begins on the 1st of December, and it isn't over until the last present is exchanged on December 31st. Why don't I just change the name of the month to Christmas and be done with it?
That reminds me. You've got to find presents for Aunt Agatha and one for Uncle Elmer and something for the children. They just phoned and are driving up from Philadelphia to have Christmas dinner with us.
No, not Uncle Elmer, Aunt Agatha and the children.
So you've just got to get up. Please hurry, Timothy.
All right, Louise. I'll get up. I'll get up in just a minute.
Oh, no, you don't, Trimble. We got too much to do, me and you. No beauty map for you this morning.
What? Who said that? Where are you?
Here I am, right on top of your bureau.
On top of my bureau? A live Santa Claus? A foot high? Sitting on top of my bureau? Louise! Louise!
That was a dumb trick, Trimble. She won't see me, and you'll just be in Dutch.
Yes, what is it?
Louise, just take a look at my bureau.
Well, I'm looking. What am I supposed to see?
Do you see a Santa Claus a foot high?
18 inches.
18 inches high? Sitting on top of my bureau and swinging his feet over the edges?
Of course I don't see any such thing. The only Santas in this house are the little glass ones hanging on the tree.
But this isn't a toy. This Santa Claus is alive.
Alive Santa Claus, 18 inches tall? Timothy, what nonsense are you up to?
Louise, I'm going to stay in bed today. My stomach's upset. I'm seeing things that aren't there.
You're not going to get out of helping me by pretending to be sick. Come on now, Timothy. Get out of that bed.
Ouch! All right. I'm getting up. I'm up.
And see you stay up. I'll give you 5 minutes to get dressed.
I told you it was a dumb trick. Oh, no, you ain't lying down again. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up for Christmas.
Oh, please, you'll disturb the whole neighborhood.
Trimble, ain't you caught on yet? Nobody can't see or hear me but you. I'm your Christmas spirit, your own personal Christmas spirit.
Oh, if I only hadn't drunk all that eggnog last night.
Never mind the eggnog. You'd be seeing me if you drunk nothing but aqua of the most pure.
No, I wouldn't. You're just a figment of my imagination.
Them's harsh words when I come here to make this the happiest Christmas of your life.
An invisible Santa Claus, 1 foot tall.
18 inches.
18 inches tall. It's not possible.
So I ain't possible. I see I got a reason with you. Everything else is possible in Brooklyn, so why can't Brooklyn have an invisible Santa Claus? What have you got against Brooklyn?
I haven't got anything against Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn.
So it's all settled. I'm real. You can call me Benny.
Benny? Why Benny?
Because that's my name, dope. Benny, short for Benevolent. I'm a Christmas spirit.
A Christmas spirit?
Yeah, and I dress like Santa Claus because all Christmas spirits do. Now, have we got that settled or ain't we?
All Christmas spirits? You mean there are more like you?
There's thousands of us. We're the answer to how Santa Claus gets everything done in just one day. I'm the Brooklyn delegate.
I see. No, I don't see. What are you doing here on my bureau?
Today I don't belong to Brooklyn. I belong to you, Timothy T. Trimble. You've been voted the winner of the Christmas Spirits Goodness Award for 1947. And for once, you're going to have the Christmas every man dreams about.
What are you talking about? What is the Christmas Spirit Goodness Award?
It's like this. For years, us Christmas spirits have been watching guys like you give and give till it hurts, but never get. This year, we decided to elect one citizen in the whole world to get for a change. You following me, Trimble?
A cup of black coffee. If I only had a cup of black coffee.
Stop mumbling and listen to me. I'm saying that you, Timothy T. Trimble, was elected winner of the Christmas Spirits Goodness Award for being the world's best citizen in the year 1947.
Who, me? But I'm not the world's best citizen.
See, modest too. That's one reason you was elected. You won by 37 votes over a guy named Horace Q. Wrigley of Pasadena, California, who collects cigar bands. So now, to collect the Christmas you got coming to you, let's be on our way.
No, I won't.
Timothy, are you dressed yet? Oh, you are. Good.
Oh, Louise, I'm going back to bed. I feel terrible.
Go to bed, nothing. First, you have to give the building employees their Christmas money. Have you got it ready?
Oh, yes, I have it ready. Tom and Joe, Bill and the superintendent.
That's right. Then you'd better have breakfast in a restaurant. I simply haven't time to fix you anything.
But Louise,
After that, you've got to go buy presents for Uncle Elmer and Aunt Agatha and the children. Don't forget, Timothy.
But this is Christmas. There aren't any stores open. Where can I buy presents today?
That's your problem, Timothy. I have quite enough other things to worry about. But remember, nice presents now. Nothing from the drugstore. You know how Aunt Agatha and Uncle Elmer hate cheap things.
And you know how I hate Uncle Elmer and Aunt Agatha.
Now, Timothy, they're your relatives, not mine. Oh, I almost forgot. We haven't a turkey.
Well, what of it? Do we have to have turkey? I'm sick of turkey.
For just you and me, I was going to have chops. But Uncle Elmer and Aunt Agatha and the children will expect turkey. Uncle Elmer said so on the phone.
But there aren't any butcher shops open today. Louise, you've got to listen to me. I don't feel well, and I'm going
for
to go back...
For goodness sake, why are you just standing there? Get your hat and coat and go.
Well, Trimble, you going to argue anymore, or are you going to come along with me?
Benny, stop pulling at my coat. I don't like it.
What, Timothy? What did you say?
Nothing, my dear. I'm going. Christmas. Why was it ever invented? Let's see. $5 for Joe, the elevator guy, and $5 for Tom on the night shift, and $10 for the superintendent, and...
Are you in for a surprise, Trimble?
Please go away. Please, before somebody else sees you.
Don't worry, nobody else will. Now here's the elevator. Just act natural.
Oh, hello, Mr. Trimble.
Quick, Joe, shut the door fast. Now, take me straight down and don't stop.
Anything you say, Mr. Trimble.
We were too quick for him. Thank heavens. Oh, by the way, Joe, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Mr. Trimble. Oh, no, you don't. Put that envelope back in your pocket. Thanks just the same.
But, Joe, it's a little Christmas remembrance, just in the spirit of the season.
No, sir, not this year. Instead, you take this.
A $5 bill?
Yes, sir. This year I'm giving you the present.
Did I hear you say you're giving me the present?
Absolutely. Just for being such a swell tenant. The one guy who don't ever complain if I'm late with the car, who tips me every time I have to let him in his apartment, who always says hello. You probably don't know it, Mr. Trimble, but you're the best passenger any elevator operator ever had.
I don't know what to say.
That's because you're so modest.
I think I need a little air.
Sure thing. Here you are, main floor. Have a swell Christmas.
Thanks. That great big fella there in the lobby.
What about him?
I think I recognize him. He's seen me.
Hey, Trimble, I want to talk to you.
Quick, Joe, down to the basement.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Trimble, come back here.
That was close. I'm positive that the fellow was so nasty to me down at the Income Tax Bureau last March. He probably found out about that deduction I chiseled on and wanted to question me.
And on Christmas, too. Them guys got no pity. Well, here you are. Slide down the alley and he'll never catch you.
Thanks, Joe.
And a Merry Christmas again, Mr. Trimble.
First an invisible Santa Claus, then the income tax people. Oh, what a day this is going to be. Well, I better get started and...
Hey, Trimble, not so fast. Thought you were going to ditch me, hey? Fine business.
How did you follow me?
Down the air shaft. I'm not letting you out of my sight until midnight. First, we're going to put a good breakfast in you. Then, Christmas, here comes Trimble. Well, Trimble, feeling better now with 3 cups of Java in you?
I ought to be, but I still see you, so I guess I don't.
I'm disappointed in you, Trimble. You ain't got the true Brooklyn spirit.
Excuse me, Mr. Trimble. Were you speaking to me?
No, I wasn't. Just thinking out loud.
I understand. More coffee? Or some ham and eggs? Or maybe some waffles with real maple syrup?
No, I guess not. Just let me have the check.
Oh, there's no check today, Mr. Trimble.
No check?
Manager's orders. He says you're the kind of customer who gives class to a place.
Well, thanks. Then here's something for you.
Oh, no, Mr. Trimble. Here's something for you.
She's giving you a quarter. Take it, stupid.
But what's this for?
Today I'm tipping you for being such a nice customer. You don't mind, do ya?
Well, I guess...
Where's your manners? Tell her you don't mind.
Of course I don't mind, but I
knew you wouldn't. I keep telling the girls what a real gentleman you are. Oh, if there were only more men in the world like you, Mr. Trimble.
Oh, but there must be a lot of men in the world like me.
Oh, but there aren't. Believe me, I know.
Hey, Grandma.
Oh, fast. Quick. The back way. Where is it?
Oh, right through there.
Trimble, come back here. I got some business with you.
Hurry, Mr. Trimble, hurry. And Merry Christmas, Mr. Trimble.
That was nice footwork back there, Trimble. So, why so gloomy? Why so morbid?
Please, Benny, just go away. That's all I ask. Just go away.
At midnight, Trimble, and not 1 second sooner. You're going to enjoy this Christmas if it kills you. Now step on it. This old jalopy of yours has got to cover territory today.
Benny, get off my foot! You're pushing down on the throttle and there's a red light ahead and... Oh, it went through a red light and there was a cop right there. Oh, here he comes. Oh, what a day. First you, then the Income Tax Bureau. Now I'll probably wind up in jail.
Take it easy, Trimble. Take it easy. You'll see.
Well, in a big hurry, are you? Such a hurry you go right through our pretty red lights.
I'm sorry, officer. I guess I just got absent-minded. You see, my wife sent me out on some errands, and I was going too fast, and...
Sure, I understand. I got a wife like that, too. You're in a hurry? Let me help you. Wait, I'll get that truck out of your way. Hey, you! Get that heap of junk out of the way, or I'll run you in. Yeah, that's it. Move it. There you are. Just go as fast as you like. Here's a special card. If anybody stops you, just show it to them, and they won't bother you.
Why, thank you, officer. Thank you very much.
Now, why did I do that? What got into me anyway? I must be slipping. I didn't give him a ticket.
Well, Trimble, feel better now? Beginning to believe it's really Christmas?
I don't know. Nothing like that ever happened to me before. He was so polite to me. A traffic cop.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Now what's next? Oh yeah, the turkey you gotta get. Just pull up to the first butcher shop we come to. It don't matter which, it'll be open.
Do I got a turkey for you, Mr. Trimble? 1 second and I'm showing you if I got a turkey for you. Here you are. Is that a turkey or is that a turkey?
Oh, it's a turkey, all right.
To me, it looks more like an ostrich, except it's a little on the large side.
Compared to that turkey, what Mr. President Truman himself is eating today is nothing but a hummingbird, a skinny little hummingbird.
Yes, I see what you mean. How much is it?
How much is it? Timothy T. Trimble asked me that today, Christmas. For you, Mr. Trimble, the price is exactly $0.00, and I'm throwing in 10 pounds of steak.
Well, Trimble, feeling better?
Yes, I guess I am. Benny, is this really happening? Pinch me so I can be sure. Ow! Not so hard.
Well, is it really happening?
It's happening, all right. But you're sure I won't wake up and find it's just a dream as soon as Christmas is over?
This ain't no dream, Trimble. Someplace it might be a dream, but not in Brooklyn. Here it's real. Now where? What else you got on your mind?
Well, there's the presents for Uncle Elmer and Aunt Agatha, and then, the truth is, I completely forgot to get anything for Louise.
Don't give it a thought, Trimble. What does the little lady like? Perfumes, jewels, furs, books?
She's not much of a reader, but,
She's a woman. Say no more, Trimble. Your problem is in the hands of an authority on women.
But none of the stores are open today.
Trimble, am I on the job or ain't I? If Timothy T. Trimble wants a store open today, it's open.
You like the bracelet best, Mr. Trimble? This one with the 7 baguette diamonds? Or if you think Mrs. Trimble would prefer a necklace, these pearls now?
No, she doesn't care for pearls.
Dear me, then of course the pearls are definitely out. The bracelet it is. There you are, all wrapped. Oh, no, Mr. Trimble, put your checkbook away. The price of the bracelet, true, is $1,000, but the cost of it is precisely nothing. To have the wife of Timothy T. Trimble wear jewelry from our shop, oh, we ask for nothing more.
The mink wrap is lovely, Mr. Trimble, but I know Mrs. Trimble would prefer the chinchilla. I'm sure of it.
But don't chinchillas cost an
you
awful lot?
You must not worry about the cost, Mr. Trimble. Naturally, we're making this a gift to you for being the kind of man you are. And think how proud the chinchillas will be. And oh, now Mr. Trimble, I'm sure Mrs. Trimble can use more than just one bottle of perfume. So let's wrap up a dozen bottles, shall we? All different. Then she'll always have just the right scent to match her mood. With our compliments, naturally.
Benny, I can hardly walk. All these packages, fur coat, jewelry, perfume, cigars, smoking jackets. I can't carry them all. Benny, all these people, what do they want?
It's okay, Trimble. They're just wanting to get a look at you, that's all.
Benny, they're shoving and crowding so I can't move. I can't breathe.
Hey, Trimble, hold still a second. That's it. Thanks.
What was that?
The photographer for the Associated Press. Tomorrow you'll see your picture in the paper. Some fun, huh?
No. These people, they're crushing me.
Hey, what's going on here? Come on now. Break it up. Break it up. Break it up, I say. On your way. Okay, now what's all this about? Oh, it's you, is it? What are you peddling, brother?
Really, officer? I assure you,
make
I was
make it good
just...
or I'll haul you in for creating a disturbance.
I'll handle this, officer. This is Timothy T. Trimble from Brooklyn. You know, Trimble.
Say, wait a sec. I hear voices speaking to me. Ain't you?
Trimble. Timothy T. Trimble.
Of course. I knew it all along. Say, are these people bothering you? I'll run them all in.
No, but it's late, and I'm trying to get back home, and it
okay,
just
then.
Can't get...
Let me help you into your car. Right here at the curb.
But that's not my car. It's a brand new Superior 8. My car is that 1928 model down there.
Trimble, you disappoint me again. When a man wins the Christmas Spirit's Goodness Award, he really wins something. This boat is all yours. Delivered while you was inside the store.
Sure, this is your car. There's a card in the steering wheel. Merry Christmas to the best man on earth from the best car on earth.
Trimble.
He's found me again.
Trimble, I want to talk to you.
Somebody don't like Mr. Trimble? I'll handle him for you. All right, buddy, on your way. On your way before I jug you.
Step aside, you. I'm an honest citizen. You can't order me around.
Oh. Well, okay. Gee, he's a tough one, isn't he?
Trimble, what's the idea of running away from me?
I didn't see you.
Never mind about that now. Don't you know who I am?
You're from the Income Tax Bureau, aren't you?
Income Tax Bureau? Trimble, I'm Professor Question. Mark Question.
Professor Question? The one who gives away all those things on the radio?
Exactly. And I've been trying to catch you all day to check on your entry in our Super Duper Soap Contest. Just finish this sentence in 25 words or less. I like the new post-war Super Duper Soap best because. Well, Trimble, finish the sentence. Surely you remember your own entry, don't you?
Well, yes, I do. I like the new post-war Super Duper Soap best because it has such a lovely smell that I can always find it right away, even when I have soap suds in my eyes and can't open them. 25 words exactly.
Trimble, congratulations. You have remembered your winning entry and thereby become our Super Duper Jackpot winner for 1947.
I have?
You have. And as our Super Duper Jackpot winner, you win a duplicate of every prize we've given away this year. This $4,000 automobile at the curb, a $25,000 home on Long Island, a ranch in New Mexico, a 38-foot cabin cruiser, a four-seat jet-propelled airplane, a $2,000 mink coat, a 12-carat diamond ring, a 5-foot bookshelf of the world's greatest literature, 2 trips around the world, a 2-week vacation in Havana, all expenses paid, a complete set of dental equipment, an x-ray machine, a silver-plated cement mixer, an elevator, your own private Pullman car, and a gold-plated harmonica. Congratulations, Mr. Trimble, and Merry Christmas.
Well, Trimble, it's almost midnight. How have you enjoyed Christmas?
What'd you say?
I said, how'd you like Christmas?
It's been the kind of Christmas I always dreamed of, but never expected to have.
That's what us Christmas spirits had in mind. We wanted to see one good guy get for a change instead of always giving. And did you get, brother? It ain't everybody who wins the Super Duper Jackpot, not to mention all the other stuff you collected.
Benny, I'm not really dreaming all this, am I? I mean, it's not going to vanish when I wake up.
How many times do I have to tell you? It's as real as Christmas, Trimble. Listen. That's the gold-plated harmonica you won. That's real, ain't it?
It certainly is. Please don't play it again, Benny.
Okay, I'm just trying to convince you.
I'm convinced. I wonder what I'm going to do with the dental instruments and the cement mixer and the elevator.
Yeah, I'll think about that tomorrow. Oh, sleepy.
You ought to be, the way you dipped into that brandy. But it's okay. Christmas only comes once a year, even in Brooklyn.
I almost think the best present of all was the fact that Aunt Agatha and Uncle Homer and the children never got here because their car broke down. Oh, I'll never be able to face that other kind of Christmas again. Tips, presents, bills, relatives. It'll be too much for me.
Never mind. You've had your day. They can't take that away from you. You see, Trimble, being good does pay. Sometimes.
I still don't see why I was given the award, but I won't argue about it.
Timothy, who are you talking to?
Nobody, my dear. I guess I was just thinking out loud.
I understand, darling. Oh, Timothy, this has been the most wonderful day of my life.
Glad you enjoyed it, my dear.
I don't think I ever realized before what a really good man you are. I just know there isn't a finer man in all the world.
I'm glad you think so, sweetheart.
don't mind if I go to sleep, do you? I'm pretty tired.
Of course not. Oh, Timothy, it makes me so proud to be able to say to myself, my husband, Timothy Thomas Trimble, is the finest man in the world.
Thank you, dear.
Sleep tight, darling. I'll be in a minute.
Hey, Trimble.
Huh?
She called you Timothy Thomas Trimble.
Yeah, that's right.
You mean you ain't Timothy Trimble?
No. Timothy Thomas.
Holy cow, Trimble. Oh, pal, I hate to tell you this, but I've made kind of a mistake.
How's that?
I've given the Goodis Award for 1947 to the wrong guy.
What'd you say?
Chum, I've made a mistake. You've had a Christmas that don't belong to you.
I can't hear you, Benny.
Trimble, we got to start this whole day over again, before that clock can strike midnight.
What about the clock?
I hate to do this, but we got to go back to 10 o'clock this morning and start all over again. This Christmas has got to be done over and right this time, so get set. Here we go. Sorry, Trimble, but I had to do it.
Oh, what did you say?
Timothy, I said it's 10 o'clock, Christmas morning. You've got to get up. This is Christmas, and there's 1,000 things to do.
10 o'clock Christmas morning? It can't be.
It certainly is, and you've got to get up. You've got to help me.
10 o'clock? Oh, no, no. Benny, where are you? Come back. Please come back.
Sorry, Trimble, but I got to be going. Got to do this whole thing over again. But Merry Christmas, Trimble. Merry Christmas.
Now, Timothy, first you have to give the building employees their Christmas money. Then you have to buy presents for Uncle Elmer and Aunt Agatha and the children. Then you have to find a turkey, and after that...
And so comes to an end our special Christmas story, Mr. Trimble's Turnabout Christmas. Oh, you have to get off here. I'm sorry. I hope we'll meet again. I take this train every week at the same time. Until then, Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to Mr. Trimble's Turnabout Christmas, which was originally broadcast on December 23rd, 1947. Join us again next month for our 11th mystery play, Stranger in the House. You may listen to our 20 previously recorded radio plays online anytime by visiting huntleyradio.com and selecting Vintage Voices.